All right, Alexander, let's do a really quick video on a story that could be, I mean, it could be the story of the century. It might not, and we have to wait for what I understand, audio files and audio documentation of the proof that this gentleman by the name of Mr. Parrott is claiming. And in he did that with it in an interview with Charles Woods and Nicholas Noe. Charles Woods, I believe, is the father of one of the SEAL Team 6 members who died in Benghazi. And this story covers it covers Benghazi. It covers the Iran deal. It covers Bin Laden. I mean, if people have seen Zero Dark Thirty, that was one of the Hollywood movies that that supposedly documented how they took out Osama bin Laden. And nothing is what it seems, according to Mr. Parrott. And once again, I want to stress that we have to wait for documentation. Let me just read you a quick tweet from Anna Kate. And she's got the blue check mark. I believe she's a journalist. I think she's an independent journalist, but she has written for some pretty significant publications. But she says, breaking. Alan Harrow Parrott is a CIA whistleblower, tells Charles Woods, father of Tyrone Woods killed in Benghazi, that Obama and Biden sent $152 billion as a cover-up for the deaths of SEAL Team 6. Alan said that all of the proof will come out, documents and audio. Now, I'm just going to preface it and say, once again, we can't say much because we just don't have the documents and audio. It says it here. We're waiting for the documents and audio to come out. But I think this is a good time to just kind of reflect on Obama's deal with Iran and this $152 billion, because this is a deal that Trump took away, for lack of a better word. So it has relevance to today. We could talk a little bit about what happened in Benghazi, and we can all remember Hillary Clinton and her testimony. And that has relevance because there are rumors that we have these 33,000 emails, and they're also going to come out any day now. So a lot of what happened back then is starting to filter out today, and it's still relevant today, even though this happened 5-6 years ago. So I don't know, Alexander, just a free-form conversation. You have anything you want to say? Any thoughts about this as to what happened and where we are today? And before you say your thoughts, guys, if you like this video, click on that like. Please subscribe to the channel, share the channel, and show us some love by donating to us on PayPal, Patreon, Subscribestar. Yeah. Alexander, any thoughts on what I've said and the tweet that I read you?
Firstly, I have to endorse what you said at the beginning. I mean, I don't know anything about Mr. Parrott. I don't know about the evidence he's going to produce. Well, I have to wait and see what it is and what kind of information he comes up with before I comment on it. I'm not saying what he says is untrue. I'm not saying what he says is true. I'm simply waiting to see. But I will say this, both about Benghazi and about bin Laden and ultimately about the negotiations that led to the Iran deal, nothing that was said at the time by the Obama administration I find remotely believable. All the circumstances of Osama bin Laden's death, or alleged death, or whatever it was, are very, very confused. There's been masses of contradictions and contradictory stories about that. The same about Benghazi. What exactly happened in Benghazi, we simply don't really know. Even to this day, we don't really know, because there's been this major effort to prevent us ever finding out. And of course, the Iran deal, the negotiations for that were incredibly tangled, were conducted by a very, very small group of people within the United States government, primarily, it seems, by Obama himself. And again, strange decisions were made, like, you know, giving Iran vast sums of money, which, by the way, I get the impression the Iranians weren't really expecting. That was the other strange thing about this. I mean, they what I mean by that is they were looking for a deal that would lift the sanctions, but why they had to be given money as well on top of all of that, I mean, that wasn't very clear to me at the time, and it has never been very clear since. So, you know, this Mr. Parrott seems to think that this was hush money of a kind. Perhaps it was, but let's wait and see. But certainly lots of things, lots of unanswered questions. This is so true, by the way, of the way in which the Obama administration conducted its foreign policy. The Trump administration, by the way, has been far more transparent. Obama was always up to all sorts of intrigues and conspiracies and plans. And if you remember the wars in Syria, where he was supporting various groups, and you know, he wasn't really saying that he was and was pretending that he wasn't, and said that there'd be no boots on the ground, even though there were boots on the ground. And when there was the attack on Libya, I remember he was, you know, represented himself as being very reluctant to launch this attack on Libya. And it subsequently turned out many years later, and we found out from a British report, a British parliamentary report, that he was actually the person who drafted the UN Security Council resolutions, which led to the attack on Libya. So this is absolutely the style of the Obama White House and of the Clinton, and of the Clinton, the Hillary Clinton State Department. It was full of intrigues, full of conspiracies, if you like, and nothing was ever transparent, and there was very little light of what goes on. So let's wait and see. I'll be very, very interesting to see whether Mr. Parrott is able to provide us with any real information which might actually shed light on what actually happened in these three matters. And perhaps other matters too. It may be, it's often the case, by the way, that people come and they tell us all sorts of things, and sometimes they join up too many dots, and we find that some of the things that they see as related are not really related to each other. But at the same time, they do provide us with lots of valuable information, which we then need to take away and analyse and break down and see what that's all about. So I'm going to wait and see. And I'm going to wait and see with interest, because, you know, he does seem to have worked for the CIA. He does seem to have had some access to, you know, important things. And he does say that he's got recordings and information and evidence. And he does seem to be in touch, as you said correctly, with, you know, trained and professional journalists, and, you know, a father of a Navy SEAL, people who one would expect to be serious people who would understand and assess these things objectively. So we will wait and see.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think at this point in time, and to be honest, I don't even know if even mentioning his name, very much like that other gossip blower, whistleblower that we once talked about, connected to Adam Schiff. I don't even know if this video will stay up if we mention his name. I just don't know how. Yeah, I don't know how deep this thing has penetrated inside of the social media sphere, and if they've gotten any orders to take down stuff when you mention Parrott's name or somebody else's name. I just don't know at this point, because we're so early. This story, and we're actually just kind of getting our foot into this story, and we've read a lot about what's happened. But I mean, for me, yeah, I audio recordings. He said he has audio recordings. I think everyone that's watching this video needs to hear those audio recordings. Exactly. That's the smoking gun. He said he has a smoking gun, and he said he will release it. Exactly. So we have to wait and see. But like I said in the beginning, this could either be a dud, or this could be the story of a century.
Exactly. mean,
absolutely. And the one comment I will make on all of this is, I agree with you, Alexander. These three stories are so interrelated. They're separate stories, but they're completely connected.
Yes.
And they have many of the same cast of characters: Susan Rice, Hillary Clinton, Obama, Kerry, all these people that were involved in all this stuff in and around Bin Laden, Iran, Benghazi, are the same names that we find popping up in Russiagate and Ukraine Gate and the coup against Trump and all this other stuff. So, I mean, it's all of this is meshed together in a timeline of 8 to 9 years. All of this is connected.
Absolutely. I'd add something else, and this is where we come to the hush money issue, which is that the Iranians have far and away the most sophisticated intelligence operation in the Middle East, apparently even more than the Israelis do. I mean, they know everything. They know whatever goes on. And of course, they're involved in lots of it themselves. So, you know, it's quite likely, it wouldn't surprise me at all. In fact, I'm absolutely sure that in some of these stories, they know exactly what happened. They know the truth about what happened with Azama, for example. I've no doubt about that. They know, of course, what really happened in the negotiations between themselves and the Obama administration. And I suspect they know quite a lot about Benghazi, too. I mean, I'm sure they had their people on the ground there also. They were had their connections with the various groups there. So I'm sure that, you know, I'm not saying that I know anything other than the fact that the Iranians are very well informed about things in the Middle East. And that might perhaps explain why, you know, people who have things to hide might want to make sure that an awful lot of money went in their direction. That's all I get to say about that.
Yeah, and I forgot to mention Brennan is another name that comes up a lot
in the video interview.
And finally, the part that always puzzled me, and I'll leave it there as to my thoughts on what's going on here. As I wait for the audio recordings, I always stress that before we really jump on this story, we need to hear the audio recordings. The part that always bothered me was the Osama bin Laden funeral at sea.
Yes, I think. I've never thought there's been any satisfactory explanation for that at all, and you know, I'm someone who, you know, gives a lot of credence to many of the things that have been said in the United States about Osama bin Laden. I'm not one of those people who, you know, thinks that the whole thing about him was fabricated or concocted, but I've never understood the sea burial. It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. I've never understood why he wasn't captured, by the way. I mean, that's the other thing I don't really understand. So, and by the way, I ought to say there's been a lot of very fine journalists, very experienced journalists, people with huge reputations and vast experience who've also looked into the Osama bin Laden episode. And they all say that it just doesn't make any sense at all. Clearly, something, probably more than one thing, lots of things have been concealed about it. And it would be very interesting to know what they are.
All right, we'll leave it there, guys. And let's see how this story unfolds. Like I said, we're getting our foot in the door here, and we're just, I guess we're just waiting. We're waiting to see what more information comes out.
Yes, yes, indeed, exactly. I mean, we may find that, as I said, it's a dud, or we might find that it's a massive bomb, but whichever it is, we will certainly be watching and waiting to see. And if it is a bomb, well, we will obviously analyze it here fully on the Duran. We will disassemble it and unpack it and explain all its component parts.
All right, guys, we'll leave it there. Real quick, I've got a Greek flag for merch. I'll just pitch.
You've got a Greek flag mug there, and I've got the British flag, which is very good, because of course I've also got the British flag on my hat just next to me, on my amazing Duran hat, and you can see that I've got the Australian flag on my shirt. These are the best mugs, hats, shirts in the world. We've also got great hoodies too, by the way. And you can find them all in our shop. And you can support our channel by going to our shop. By the way, we've had a massive amount of buying recently of mugs from our shop. And you know, we should say that we've noticed it and we're grateful. And the people who buy our things, our shirts, our mugs, our hats, our hoodies, always love them and tell us so. So come to our shop, support our, you know, heroically brave channel that, as I said, tries to unpack the most complicated stories for you, and get yourself the wonderful things you will find on our shop too.
All right. We'll leave it there, Alexander Mercuris. Take care, everybody.